Hello and welcome to The Phobia Show, where we talk about different phobias and what other people have. I am joined here today with John, Sean, and Onaji.
Hello, everybody.
Hey.
What's up?
Well, let's get into it. As I said in the intro, we are joined here with John, Sean, and Onaji.
Hello there.
Hello, everyone.
Onaji, you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, everybody.
Okay, let's get straight into it. My biggest phobia right now is thalassophobia, but I also have arachnophobia. What do you guys think about spiders?
Spiders. I'm personally fine with spiders as long as they're not, like, in my bed or whatever, because that's weird. I don't like that.
Spiders are pretty cool, but, like, I don't like getting bit by them, so normally I just move them outside if I see them.
I don't touch spiders. I've seen too many videos where they're pregnant and they shoot out babies.
Spiders are terrifying for me. Just seeing them makes me literally scream. Hey, have any of you ever heard of alkyphobia?
No.
No, what is that?
It's the fear of moose.
You have alkyphobia?
I do have alkyphobia.
Moose, they will mess you up. They can, like, break your rib cages.
Yep.
They're really big.
If you're in the backcountry hiking and there's nobody around and there's a chance you'll see a moose, it's absolutely terrifying. Because if it's a bull moose, it will just come after you. Or there's a chance it'll come after you and charge you. And you're dead.
Do you guys know Hippotomo monstraus cryptodalophobia is?
No.
It's the fear of long words.
That's a good fear.
Of lungworms?
Long words.
Long words.
And it's one of the longest words in the English dictionary.
The longest word ever to describe the fear of long words. That's just...
ironic. Yeah.
Do you guys know what phoniasophobia is?
No.
The fear of being murdered.
Yeah, that's a fear.
Why?
Who would want to be murdered?
I don't want to be murdered, but I'm not really scared that I'm going to be murdered at any time. Yeah. That's just me, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I'm not really afraid of that. As long as my death's quick, I don't really care how I die.
I see your point.
Yeah, I don't have that phobia. I was just bringing it up.
Oh.
Yeah.
What about acrophobia?
What's that one?
Fear of heights.
Not really.
I used to. I got over that fear pretty quickly.
That one's fairly common, too.
For me, the fear of heights is kind of like, I'm not, like, terrified of it. It's just, like, a little uncomfortable feeling.
Yeah, I think that's the same for a lot of people. Because, like, everyone can, like, climb up a mountain and, like, look off the edge and things like that.
I got a question for all of you. You ever heard of nomophobia?
No.
I don't take Latin, so I don't know what any of these words mean, but I can guess.
It's the fear of being without a cell phone.
Oh, I got that one.
That's like every millennial and Gen Z.
That's man. It.
The one that's us.
Yeah, that's us. Uh-huh. Do you guys know tryptophobia?
Isn't it the fear of
many small holes?
That's it.
Do you have that?
No.
I don't have that, but it's still creepy.
Yeah, and it's still kind of like unsettling.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Thank you for joining us today on the Phobia Show. Any last words, guys?
Cheerio.
Everyone have a good day.
Adios, everybody.
Thank you. Bye.